That's good to be here. I just want to thank the Lord Jesus for his faithfulness and his grace. It's abounded in my life for many, many years, and I'm thankful to him. I'm undeserving, but he's been rich in mercy to me. Also, I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters here in the church for your faithfulness over the years to pray and to give, and your kindness towards us. It's always a comfort and a blessing each time I think on it, and especially when we're here and we get to see you face to face. I've been in Mexico for 13 years with my husband, John. We've been married for 15 years, and I'd also just like to thank the Lord for him. He's a lot of fun. We have a great time together. Any of you who know him or have heard him preach, he really is a blast to be with. He is my best friend here on this earth, and more than that, though, he is something that is... how do you say, it's immeasurable. It can't be bought. It can't be something that you can learn. But he is a great example to me in the ministry. He has a true Amen. Heart for souls. Amen. He has a real minister's heart. There's such a thing. But I've seen it firsthand. Every day I wake up with it. And yeah. It's a conviction every day to me. But it's also a blessing. And it's also spurs me on to try to emulate that, to copy that the best that I can. But I do thank the Lord for him. Don't want to lift him up like we're not supposed to lift up men, but I do want to honor him because he is an amazing man, and I'm thankful for him. In Matthew chapter 12, just like to share a verse that blessed me. Verse 30 of Matthew chapter 12, it says, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." I'm thankful that God's work is basically gathering souls to himself and drawing them to him, saving them from their sins. And it made me think of the opposite of that is Satan's work. It's confusion. It's deceiving people. And recently, I'd just like to share a story with you, something that happened in my experience. Terry mentioned last night how the women go door knocking, and recently Terry and I had a study with a woman, an older woman that I had talked to door knocking, and she actually seemed interested, which sometimes is a rare thing, and she did accept a study. She wanted to know a little bit more. So I asked her to read the tracts and that we'd be back in a few days to talk with her. And the first study that we went to was really good. She really was interested. She had a lot of questions and really some strange answers when I would ask her different things. Well, what do you think the original sin was? And just wild, crazy things that people, superstitions that people believe. But we had a real good study. I set up the second study and we went back, and through the door, she barely opened the door, and through the crack of the door, she told me, "I cannot study with you anymore. I took these tracts to my priest, and I asked him about some of these things that we talked about. And he told me that there's no need for me to study the Bible, that everything I need to know about God, he'll tell me." And, you know, it was so sad. Terry and I were standing there, frustrated, thinking, come on, how can this be? You know, I wanted to go find that man. But anyway, I know I look nice, but there's stories on that too. Anyway, and I said, okay, in all these years that he's taught you, has he once told you that God is a jealous God that does not accept worship to idols? Has he ever told you that? That's something you need to know. Has he ever told you that good works will not save you? Has he ever told you that forgiveness is only in Jesus Christ, in him alone? And she said, no, but I trust that he'll tell me what I need to know. And, you know, it is sad. She was unmoved. She seemed to choose her faith in the priest rather than seeking God. And to me, that's an example of how somebody might say, well, he was trying to gather his flock. But that is a prime example of scattering, confusion, something that's opposite to what God wants to do. And that's where Satan wants them. He wants them to be in that place of confusion. And that's why the Lord has his preachers and ministers and people to spread the gospel, to help him gather. Because it says right there, he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. But it also touched me in a different way. just really amazing to me how clear God is. There's no middle ground there. There's no neutral zone. It's not like, well, I haven't formed an opinion whether I want to gather or scatter.
Right.
If you are not gathering, that's how I thought towards me. If I'm not gathering, if I'm not involved in the gospel, if I'm not really actively involved, then I'm basically hindering. I'm scattering. And boy, that really just convicted me. I want to be known as someone who's scattering, who's hurting, hindering the work. And, you know, it's so easy for that to happen. It truly is. And it might sound strange coming from a missionary wife, but, you know, we are there. We're trying to spread the gospel, trying to get these people to understand that Christ loved them, that he died for their sins and that they need to repent. But it's a real danger. And it was a reminder to me that I need to make sure that I'm involved in this gathering and gathering souls to Jesus. It's a duty that we have. I understand it, that yes, we are responsible for this, but just the mere fact that Christ allows us to be part of it, you know, gather with me, you know, it's an amazing thing to me. I want to be involved in that. I don't want to be a hindrance to the gospel. Encouraging, praying, doing, giving, ministering, so many ways that we can be part of gathering. And I'm just thankful for the invitation that God gives me to be part of it. And I'm thankful that that he's allowed me. It's been a privilege to be in Mexico all these years. And I'm thankful to him. And I just pray that you'd pray with me that we'd have more gatherers and that I would not be a hindrance, but a help to the gospel.
Amen. Praise the Lord.